Article Kuf Tet Vav 115 in Shamati. This article again and again tells us how much we have to work within ourselves. It means within the Kli, the private and the collective Kli. We mustn't look at anything else. All other things happen inside the Kli. If we want to be in other states, in other attributes, in other images, then we must change the Kli. No more than that. Article Kuf Tetvav, still vegetative, animate, and speaking. Still is something that does not have an authority of its own. Rather, it is under the authority of its landlord and must satisfy every wish and desire of its landlord. Hence, when the Creator created creation for His glory, as it is written, everything that is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, it means that he created creation for his own needs. The nature of the landlord is imprinted in the creatures, meaning all the creatures cannot work for another, but for themselves. Vegetative is that which already has its own authority to some extent. It can do something that is contrary to the opinion of the landlord, meaning it can already do things not for itself but to bestow. This is already the opposite of what exists in the will of the landlord, which he had imprinted in the lower ones to work only with the will to receive for themselves. Yet, as we can see in corporal flora, even though they are mobile and expand in width and length, still all the plants have a single property. In other words, there is not a single plant that can go against the method of all the plants, but they must adhere to the rules of the flora and are incapable of doing anything against the mind of their contemporaries. Thus, they have no life of their own, but are parts of the life of all flowers, meaning all the plants have a single form of life. For all the plants are like a single creature, and the plants are specific organs of that animal. Similarly, in spirituality, there are people that have already acquired the force to overcome the will to receive to some degree, but are confined to the environment. They cannot do the opposite to the environment they live in. Yet, they do the opposite of what their will to receive wants. This means that they already work with the will to bestow. Animate, we see that each animal has its own characteristic. They are not confined to the environment, but each of them has its own sensation and characteristic. They can certainly operate against the will of the landlord, meaning they can work in bestow and are also not confined to the environment, but their own life. Their vitality does not depend on their friend's life. Yet, they cannot feel more than their own being. In other words, they have no sensation of the other and naturally cannot care for the other. Speaking has virtues. One, it acts against the will of the landlord. Two, It is not confined to its contemporaries like the vegetative, meaning it is independent from society. 3. It also feels the other and hence can care for them and compliment them by feeling and regretting with the collective. It can also rejoice in the solace of the collective and receive from the past and from the future. Animals, however, feel only the present and only their own being. The development is in a rule that the particular and the collective are equal. The smallest degree also include the tzmach, the tzcham. And all the degrees together as well. And this is what we see in the species of man, how he develops through history in the way of the tzcham, in each part of the society, throughout history, the human society has the tzcham between humans in general, until people come to higher degrees of development through the tzcham, then they start feeling that they have more and more individuality and they cannot tolerate the others and be connected to the others. Then certainly whoever comes to spirituality and starts engaging in the spiritual attainments, then the forces of rejection from others are even greater. And he wants to, he feels himself more independent than anyone else. Then there should come a correction over this correction, independence, that he wants to be independent from his nature and not from others. The nature pushes him to use everyone for the pleasure of himself, and he needs to use everyone in order to serve for everyone, and so on. Meaning the development according to still vegetative animate and speaking is essential in each and every one. And each and every one has its own datsham that is pulling him to different directions, and it depends with which degree he wants to identify himself. And in short, this is our nature in which we are. Questions? In spirituality, there is a development with a better qualified forms, and in our world, I can't hear him well. There is no development in spirituality from upward downward, only to the extent we discover. How do the Kabbalists know that there was a development from upward downward? Because they have begun developing from downward upward, they have started to feel that in their rudiments, in their roots, in potential, there is such a development from upward downward. But there wasn't. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been this development. Did the worlds were really created? There is no such thing as worlds. This is the adapter between a man who is in order to receive and a man who in potential is in order to bestow in 100%. The difference between those two degrees is called Olamot, the worlds. That's it. Nothing was, nothing broke, and nothing arranged before us. It is easy for us to speak in such a way because we are in the term of time. But when we attain spirituality, we do not attain that it happened today. We attain everything in the present, inside of my kli, past, present, and future, as one, as a cause and consequence to my attainment. In order for me to think in a certain way, there should be a preliminary thought first. So there should be an order. But the Creator does not have a cause and effect. This is a state, the ideal state, the complete state. The fact we attain ourselves, our correction, our situation in the way of the Tzcham, this is how we attain it. This is our development. But it's not that there was a development, the opposite development from up or downward. We can only speak in such a language. We can excuse in such a way, make an excuse in such a way that the upper force, the Creator, which is good and benevolent to the good and bad, to do good to His creations is called in such a way, and to do good to His creations means that His creatures have attained it, Him, then He has to build the creature that will come to His degree. And that is why He created inside the creature in potential all the phases of development from upward downward, and He gave the creature the means in order to make this development from downwards upwards, and all of it is inside the creature in potential. And now the creature only needs to want to implement this development. And if he really wants, then the development is happening one step after the other. All he needs is the desire. Which desire? To come to the degree of the Creator, to resemble His Father, to resemble Abba. Nothing more than that. So the implementation is only in the desire without hands and legs, and the degrees of the implementations are already arranged. They are arranged that they are inside of us, all the preparations for those images, those phases of development, and that we will also want it either by good or bad or by free choice and so on. And all we have to do is implement it to the forming of the desire. So, everything is inside the Reshimo and the Ratzon, the desire to activate the Reshimot. Question. What affects the direction of the development? Nothing affects the direction of the development because we cannot change the direction of development. It is a constant. It is imprinted. It is engraved. You cannot change it. You can, like a bad child, try to escape it, to do all sorts of games. Then you will be brought back very quickly to the track. To the right track. You cannot change any direction. You can only get confused, not understand, to be sloppy, Supposedly, this is all in our terms, our concepts, not more than that. If you have to end now school and come to the final exams, and it was determined from above by your parents and by your society, what shall you do? You can make great troubles with your teachers and in return to yourself, but reluctantly you will end this track after 20 years instead of 8 years, but there is no other track. By choice, you are quickening your recognition of the necessity of development. That's it. The development is gradual by jumping. If it is gradual, then it is by leaping. No, not by leaping, not by jumping. I understood you now. No, there is a cut between one phase to the other. And each phase is new. 10 new sefirot, 10 degree, 10, everything new. But there is no leaping. There is no such thing. It is impossible to say that there is entirely that there is, but if there is, those things are imprinted inside the system. And it is not up to us, and it is without our knowledge. Leaping from the part of the side of the kelim and leaping from the side of the orot. This is a general system, and all of a sudden it develops like in a fetus, the lungs, and then the heart, and then the hands, and then the legs. Who knows? I'm not going to investigate it. And I don't even want to think about it. Because it depends in the general collective system what is happening with a man, except for his private development. He's been advanced because there is such a need in the collective system. And accordingly, he receives sufferings or awakenings. It doesn't take off him the responsibility to attach to it his free choice, but still it is an answer to what is happening in this world. There are such people who are happy with all sorts of corporal desires, and there are such people who are in despair from the lack of fulfillment, although they are lacking nothing, but they are lacking kelim, so they cannot enjoy, and so on. He's writing a question that only from the degree of medaber speaking there is the feeling of the others. So what is in the degrees of still vegetate and animate? They do not feel the others. What does it mean that they don't feel the others? They don't feel the need, the internality, the pleasure of the other, nor kli, nor its fulfillment. This is what it means that they don't have the feeling of the others. What does it mean, I don't feel? Don't I feel that you are next to me? I feel. You come into my observing senses vessels. It means that I feel you. No. To feel the other, you can only according to the measure of development. The cat can feel that I am now crying from a certain drama that I see and hear, which has nothing to do with me. Cat only feel feels pains or corporal pleasures. Next to it, I am impressed with all sorts of things that to such a creature, that such a creature cannot attain. I heard that someone had a certain problem, and I'm so sorry. The cat is looking at me and he doesn't understand anything. What is wrong with you? Or a dog. Dog is seemingly more kind. He's looking at me. What is wrong with my landlord? He's such a good and nice friend of mine. All of a sudden he's crying. Who did it to him? He wasn't beaten. His food wasn't taken away from him. And they even come and tap it and give it warmth. But I was happy, the dog is saying, but he's crying. This is the measure of development of the creature, creations that are incapable to feel any other way. Each one according to his level of development. And it is the same thing with a man. You see, there are such people who can be amazed only from football, soccer. Otherwise, no. I don't know what is happening today in football games. I was living in Rehovot for the first 2 years. I had the apartment in the fourth floor, but it was like the seventh floor. And next to me was a soccer yard, courtyard. And I was looking at the soccer field. I don't know how it's like today, but there was a fence around the yard, so people would not run into the yard, and you're looking from like monkeys, like apes, and you're looking from above, and there are such people. No, I'm not disqualifying this measure of the bursting of emotions, and there are such people who burst in philharmonic. Somebody is doing so-and-so. I don't know what is wrong with him, that he's doing something that I cannot hear, and have shivering inside of my body. And the other people, they are crying. So if you're looking what you're crying from, probably from being shivering from inside of them. This is the measure of development. It is the same thing in a soccer field or in a classic concert music. These are people who can come to a place where they can connect in their development, in their amazement, to be amazed from it. So, someone who is coming to such a spiritual development, he starts feeling not that the other is enjoying, and maybe I will do it too. No. He doesn't need a psychologist anymore. He starts feeling the needs of the other like his own. It is not that he's saying, let's go there to have fun. Everybody's going there, so I'll go too. No. He is really transferring their needs, their deficiencies, and then their fulfillments to him as well. And in such a way, he connects to someone else's soul. Here it happens by close people, by friends who went through things higher than life and death, like in the army. There are such situations. But in spirituality, it is already in a level that is towards godliness and That is the difference.
It depends what desires you're connecting with. You're connecting with the soul. Here you connect with material desires. However, the still vegetative, animate, and human, it's a very obligatory development. How we measure the development here between the still vegetative, animate, and human? According to what measure? The measure of connection with the other. Connection with the other, dependent from oneself, independence from the Creator, it's the one and the same thing, doesn't matter. Really the same thing. To the extent that I'll be able to be independent from myself and from the nature of the Creator that inside me, that is printed inside me from the side of nature, then I'll, to that measure I'll be able to connect with the other and to feel his lackings, his needs, and to conduct oneself, myself, as an independent entity, and to define and determine in an independent fashion that I want to be in the nature of the bestowing one. Only relative to that. Only. We don't have any other states than that. Only where I can, I exist today, where I stand, and where I have to be, and all relative to the Creator. They don't have any other scale, any other data and parameters where we can take them from. The Rishimot that's inside us. We're in a very closed and simple state. We don't have anything to add. There's no thing we can change really. So from the quality, how we determine the quality of the fashion, so it determined whether we're connected or not connected with the other. Is this true? Yes, Rav says it is. It's our kli, our vessel. What can I do? That's my kli. I have a point. If I develop that point and connect with the needs of the others, that wouldn't be external for me, but be internal. That's the clear that I achieve, attain. That's nothing else. The difficulty that when we are reading and studying the Talmud Sirot is that it doesn't speak about it directly. I need to raise man, and I go through Buddha Zikad Muhin, enter the Tselem, I raise the man to Shud, and Shud takes it further. The whole process. Where is here the other, the fellows, the friends, and connection and union? We don't understand that this man, that the person raises, it's only for to achieve love. The thing that we go through degrees of double, single concealment, reward and punishment to love, we go along the path of love, the process of love. Defined in these degrees as reward and punishment. But what I'm going out to achieve, what I'm aspiring to, what I attain love. And love of the Creator, and love of the friend, and love of and bestowal, and it doesn't matter what word would you use, it's one and the same thing. There's nothing else to achieve and attain. That's it. Love to the clear of bestowal, love to the attribute of bestowal, love to the Creator, the light, the same thing. We're determining it from the side of the kilim or of the light. It's the same aspect, of same thing. If I'm taking an external thing in material, the material picture that we perceive, let's say on a still level and on an animate on the most develop passion. So how does the feeling of the other determine that? Is this is it justifiable to say so? Yes, Sarv says it is. So what does still feel? He feels only himself, and how can sustain himself as a creature? Nothing more. His form of crystal, or another kind of state, plasma, or gas state. So he wants to sustain himself, keep himself in the same form as he is created. That's all his attributes. It doesn't matter what happens outside. He does care what happens outside, but in order to sustain, to keep his form, the more he's independent from the outside pressure, the desire to be independent is the desire for the still nature. So that crystal, that molecule, doesn't matter. To keep it form, it's good. All of its force is to keep one's form. That's the still. It doesn't have any relationship to the others. Only to shield, to cover, to protect itself against the others, the rest. Vegetative. See what the degree is already. Develop degree. By what means? Because it absorbs from its environment positive things, and it ejects, distances itself from negative things. So there's a development from evil to good. So there's a program of development that's inside it. And what is this program? The difference here is just amazing, mind-boggling. Who knows the program? He agrees with that program. He operates, implements it, and according to its implementation of the program, what does he need to implement it, and what to take from environment and what not, he doesn't feel his environment more than just to absorb, to take at the present moment what he needs for his own benefit. First factor is that it is to my benefit, and second, what to take. This and that is recorded inside me that it damages, it's harmful, so I'm not taking it. He's not actually judging his environment, what's inside that environment, good and bad. No, I go to the supermarket. I don't know what that super means, supermarket. I don't care what happens there. My wife gave me their list of things to buy, the bread, sugar. But look at what there is around me. Do I have these things that I need? Bring it on. I don't care about the rest. I don't want to convey that whole, to convey all this thing, but it's just the example of this way of connection with the environment. He's not connected with the environment more, and accept the things that he needs to receive to sustain his existence. Oxygen, minerals, nothing more. So he implements the program that's inside, purposefully, through his own desire. He agrees with it, but he doesn't want to be changed by the same environment. He doesn't have the individual trait, property. The animate, he's searching. He's moving. He also is developing somehow. The plant, which is small and that is large, is pretty much the same plant. There's a little bit difference that they bear fruits, it doesn't matter. In the animate world, we see it in a completely different way. He's searching environment. His desire to seek was developed. He's searching for a more developed, more pleasant environment. He's searching for a couple, a mate. So this development, his development is already connected with the other. So he's also connected with the babies, the little ones. In the plant world, there's also some kind of such thing. But here, it happens in a very pronounced fashion compared to the plant, vegetative. So the connection with the environment is here, turns it to be completely different. He can be alone, he can be in the pair, he can be in a family, or it can be in a group, in a society. He connects with the still vegetative and animate other sort. He comes closer and distances himself. He actually, only the connection with the environment actually separates these degrees, and it only, solely this factor. The fact that we have this the problems with the family drugs and the distancing from the and disintegration of the close society, like distancing from the of children and from their parents inside the same country, all the limits and borders disappear. It's the things that actually indicate the development of desire. He doesn't want to sense and feel any boundaries on it, the limits of himself. That happens because of development of desire. He wants to be connected with their others, with their other, everybody, without any inner programs. He's not agreeing to that. He's elevating himself above the nature. Nature is still nevertheless a set of laws that have to observe the family, the laws, the country. He's crossing all the boundaries. That's the development of the level of a human level, the speaking level. And certainly the development is only in on the plane of connection with the society, with environment. We can see that each and everyone wants to be less connected with the society. What does it mean to be independent? To be independent with the help of money, power, even science. Physically even. I want to be above everybody else. First and foremost, not dependent from everybody. Not under them. Above the rest. It means me and the rest. And then even to make use of them. But only still to take care of myself. On this present level, present moment, so he sees that there's any result from it, no benefit from it, and so he disconnects. So what is this intermingling between these degrees in the spiritual world, and how does it translate in this world? We can see symbiosis between plants and animals. In everywhere there's only degrees. On every degree there's a attribute which is vegetative. It's very clear. There are plants that eat animals. There are some plants which are almost no plants, but they're still even in plants, there are still vegetative and animate degrees. And the speaking level of plants, he registers the attitude of a man to him. He senses hate and love. An animate, there's nothing you can. It's very pronounced. They have actually intellect of their level. There's connection between them. Well, Palatnik, where does this multitude of forms need? Why do we need them? Afterwards, they unite. And then when they unite, they also intermingle. And then they bring to us the perfect Kli. Perfect Kli is that it has Ein Sof, infinite number of connections and permutations. It becomes like integral. This becomes from the discrete function, the integral function in mathematics. It just to unite from the separation from the for all the different parts. Otherwise, there won't be in one body. You can say, well, it's good. It seems like reasonable and logical. It's true, but what for? When we unite each part to a part to each part to an infinite number of permutations and connections, we attain wisdom, depth. The fact that I connect this and that and the other, it's just simple connections. I go deeper and deeper in the creation. I understand the idea of bestowal. What is the power of bestowal really is? And thus I come to a state where true, that I had a point in the heart. Or quite the contrary, I have the point of something out of nothing originally. From that point, I understood that program of bestowal that rules and exists in the whole entire bestowal, except for that program that there's nothing else. And the existence is in totality is bestowal. And except for that existence, there's only one point, something out of nothing. And that program of bestowal all the time develops that point until the state that when that point, something out of nothing, would be able to recognize, to understand the program of bestowal from within. And that's it. Now, who is the bestowal, the creature here? The creature is something that exists outside of the attribute of bestowal in that point. And attains that bestowal in its entirety. And thus this point, one from something out of nothing, cannot disappear. Otherwise it won't be anything to speak about, talk about. Only through that point we can actually determine and speak about things. The connection between that point, something out of nothing, with all kinds of fashions and forms of bestowal, that's wisdom. So the level, the number of and quality of connections, the complexity and sophistication of connections, interrelations, determines development. Development is to understand the power of the attribute of bestowal in more entirety and more depth. So this point from something out of nothing comes to a state that exists together with entire program attribute of bestowal that they have developed, created for itself, attained for itself. Rami, you're the last. On level of speaking, that or that actually carries out that the program of the device of the host. So they have to be opposite to come to Dvikut. There's something else. So where is this Hibur, this connection? Let's say I am opposite the host, and the host is the creator. So the more we study Torah, the more we distance ourselves from the creator, right? I want to achieve the attribute of bestowal, to be like the creator. What are we talking about here? Creator. So I have to reach opposite attributes to myself to reach the creator. So the creature has to be opposite it, to be like it. To be opposite what? To be opposite the bestowal. First, disconnect from it and be opposite it. There are different names to the thing that is called creator. The host is the creator, meaning in his giving, that he gives me presents, that he relates to me, that the form he takes relative my desire to receive. We can see this on different examples. When we use this name, host that actually stands behind the table and invites the guest and arouses inside the guest the attribute of shame through to recognize his ego and develops him. Host actually pushes the guest outside during the birth. Bina, in order to develop the desire to receive, to there's the suffering of the birth, giving birth, when it opens its doors and it pushes its creature outside. So when it was developing within, but once he reached certain development, he would give harm to himself if he would be kept there, so he's pushed outside. But I'm pushing him outside to develop him desire to receive. The host is opposite our ego all the times. Do you understand? So Bore, creator, is the one who understands our desire to deceive and actually created it and actually works against it also. So the desire to the power of bestowal is inside it, the attribute of bestowal, let's say. That's our purpose. That's what we call Bore. The creator. It's the root of the desire to receive that we have to return to. So that is called the host. I also call myself as a host, master of my desires to receive. And the Bore, who is the purpose, is the attribute of bestowal, and he's called the Bore. From the word Bore, go, come and see, two words in the Hebrew, to attain through action. No, Rav says that I am partitioned like that. I am have two faced. I have desire to receive and use the desire to receive to reach the attribute of bestow. So I sense him as a source of good and source of evil. So relative to the host, I want to be independent. The sons of one have won over me to win the nature that he actually instilled in me, to conquer it. I have to conquer him. All of the klipot and all kinds of things. That's his backside, reverse side. And by reversing that reverse side back, then I can see his face. There's nothing else. Either this way or the other. That's why it's written. The knowledge, the reason of the wisdom of Torah is opposite the reason of the mind of the owners of the houses. We really kind of recognize, we should twist our mind to understand him.